Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
I'm going to talk about the Bay City Rollers. Now, I'm doing this just to extend my cognitive capacity. And we've got the Bay City Rollers as a 76 band. A rock band. Never liked it too much. There's Stuart Woody Wood, Ian Thompson, Marcus Cordock, and Jamie McGorry. Then the past members involve quite a lot of people. Neil Porteous, Gregory Ellison, Mike Ellison, Gregory Mark Ellison, Les McNown, Alan Longmire, Derek Longmire, Eric Faulkner, Ian Mitchell, Pat McGinnon, Gordon Nobby Clark, Keith Norman, Dave Patton, Eric Malchart, Billy Lyle, deceased. So he's deceased. So there you go. Jimmy Rooney, Archie Marr, Kyle Vincent, John Devine, George Spencer, and Duncan Furr. So there's four, and there's a whole lot of others, and they've got a website. Okay, so the Bay City Rollers are a Scottish pop rock band known for their worldwide teen idol popularity in the 1970s. They have been called the tartan teen sensation from Edinburgh and the first of many acts heralded as the biggest group since the Beatles. The group lineups has had many changes over the years, but the classic lineup includes during its heyday include guitarist Eric Faulkner, Stuart John Wood. Stuart Woody Wood. Singers Les McNown, bassist Alan Longmire, drummer Derek Longmire. The lineup in 2018 included guitarist Stuart John Wood, Woody, singer Ian Thompson, bassist Marcus Coldock, and drummer Jamie McCroy. So the lineup has changed. I've got to wonder. There's a Penrith one coming along. So the early days, 66 to 73. So they were bashing around for nearly 7 years before anything happened. Breakthrough in the 74 year, World Impact 76, then 77 to 79, new singers, new name, 1980 to 20s, recent activity, financial dispute, discography, references. Okay, history. In the early days, 1964, a trio called the Ambassadors was formed in Edinburgh, Scotland, by the 16-year-old Alan Longmire on acoustic guitar and younger brother Derek Longmire on drums, and their older cousin Neil Porteous on acoustic guitar. So none of these people actually are in the main group. Okay. The group never performed publicly under this name, just as the family weddings were covered by Wake Up Little Susie. They changed their names to the Saxons, and Derek invited a school friend, Gordon Nobby Clark, to be the lead singer. Porteous moved from acoustic to electric guitar, and Alan followed suit by changing to electric bass. The Saxons played occasional dance hall concerts while the band members completed their schooling or work during the day. Alan apprenticed as a plumber. Porteous left the band in July 65 with new guitarist David Pettigrew filling in a spot after answering an advertisement placed in the band in the Edinburgh newspaper. Pettigrew was more advanced musically than the others and pushed the band to improve. Their repertoire included American R&B pop songs such as Please Mr. Postman and Heatwave. They played at least one gig at the Gonk Club as the Deadbeats, but they discovered a conflict. Another band was playing locally as Rock Bottom and the Deadbeats. Okay. While taking a technical class in Napier College, Alan met fellow plumbing student Gregory Ellison, who joined the Saxons on electric guitar. With Pettigrew shifting to keyboard, Gregory's older brother, Mike, joined the second lead singer, allowing more complex harmony, especially useful for Motown songs they like to perform. God, I'm supposed to remember these names, and they're all washing in my head. The band convinced Tom Patton, a former big band leader, influential local band club manager, to audition them to the Longmires at the Longmires house. Patton booked them up for Thursday night at the Cup Palais, then assigned them to open for the Hipple people at Top Story. Further gigs followed. More successful now, the Saxons moved out of Longmire's back room to practice in Hermiston at a church. They played a couple of contemporary Kinks numbers, but favoured American songs, including the one CC Rider by B. Mitch, the Detroit Wheels. Desiring a better name for the band, they settled on the Rollers, but needed a more powerful American-sounding term in front of that. Oh, God. American Longmire threw a dart at a map of the United States, landing in Arkansas. This did not meet anyone's approval, so the second dart was thrown. It landed in Bay City, Michigan. The band agreed on that name, the Bay City Rollers. Short-term members from this period included bassist David Patton, 69-70, and keyboard Lee Lyle, 69-71, who went on to be founding members of the Edinburgh brand Pilot. After singing with Bell Records, the band's first hit, Keep On Dancing, UK number 9, 1971, a cover of the hit by the Gentrys, upon release success, they made appearance in BBC's One Top of the Pops. Several non-charting singles were released over the following 2 years. This period saw the addition of a long-term member guitarist, Eric Faulkner. In the mid-73, they narrowly missed the UK singles chart with their fourth single, Saturday Night. By the end of 73, Clark had become disillusioned with the band's musical direction and decided to leave just when his recording Remember Shalala zoomed to the charts at number 6. He was... Oh dear. It's an interesting story, isn't it? Like, you can see that I'm not really interested in this. He was replaced by lead singer Les McClown a couple of months later in early 74. What became known as Classic Lineup was completed with guitarist John Devine was replaced by Stuart Woody Wood. Well, at least I know Stuart Woody Wood there. I don't know if he's there. Breakthrough into 74-75. In late 73, McCown recorded lead vocals on Roomba Shalalala and the lead in the series to the UK Carts hits. The 16-year-old Stuart Wood completed the Classic 5 lineup in February 74. A week after the band had debuted, Remember, sorry, I have to know that song, Top of the Pops, John Devine had mimed the piano part, but in early 75 the band was well on the way to achieving global success. The Classic Five lined up consisted of, well, I have to remember, Eric, Alan Longmire, Derek Longmire, Stuart Woody Wood, Eric Faulkner and Les McCown. I think Les McCown is the one playing now. Beginning with Remember, UK number 6, the Rollers' popularity exploded when they released a string of hits in the UK chart following the succession of Shangala, A Summer Love Sensation, and All of Me Loves All of You. All of Me Loves All of You. Oh, God. By early 75, they were one of the biggest selling acts in the UK. The successful 75 UK tour, which prompted newspaper headlines about the rise of the Rollermania, a takeoff of Beatlemania a decade before, the Rollers were subject to a 20-week UK television series, Shing-a-Lang. The cover of the Four Seasons' Bye Bye Baby stayed number one in the UK for 6 weeks in March and April 75, selling nearly a million copies and becoming the biggest seller of the year. The subsequent seller, Give a Little Love, topped the charts in July 75, achieving the second number one hit. Two full-length LPs were produced during the period, Once Upon a Star and You Wouldn't You Like It. Faulkner and Wood undertook the majority of songwriting duties. By the time Bay City Roller fans had a completely distinctive style of dress, featuring a cuff-length trousers and tartan scarves. My God. English songwriter Nick Now wrote Jaundiced in Lowe's words, Pecan and band titled Bay City Rollers, We Love You. The track was carefully sculpted to be poor enough to get Low out of the recording contract with the United Artists. I don't know who Nick Low is, but okay. The strategy backfired. UA issued a record issued the record as by the Tartan Horde, which was the same name given to the Rollers fans in England, and it became a substantial hit in Japan. Low was obliged to record a follow-up song called Roller's Show, which did not meet the same commercial success. This follow-up song was included in the US release of Lowe's first album, Pure Pop For Now People. My God. World Impact. As the group's popularity swelled to superstardom in the UK, a concerted effort was made by Atista Record, a record company that evolved from Bell, to launch the Rollers in North America. New Atista head Clive Davis was instrumental in grooming and overseeing the project. His work paid off, as late 75 the Rollers reached number one on the US Billboard Hot 100, and with Saturday Night, ironically, Saturday Night had missed the UK charts completely for 2 years earlier. The Rollers gave the track their American debut via a satellite performance on Saturday Night Live with Howard Council in Canada. It fared equally well, hitting number one on RPM National Singles Chart in 76. The Bay City Rollers 75 album, North American release only, hit number one in the same time on February 7th. The second North American hit came from Money Honey, written by Faulkner, which hit number nine in the US and Canada. It fared better following its predecessor to the top, giving them a second number one with RPM National Singles Charts in 76. The North American Japan release of the Rock and Roll Love Letter, 76, jumped from 25 to position of single to top position in a single week in Canada. This has disposed their own Bay City Rollers 75 album number one on the national chart. On the 25th of March, 76, however, it only managed to achieve number 31 spot on the US Billboard chart. There's also extremely popular in Australia. One example of the popularity was put in the book about Countdown, the Australian TV music show, which ran from 74 to 87. Their 76 appearance on Countdown coincided with the total eclipse of the sun, director Ted Emery recalled. There were thousands of kids done up in tartan pants that did not reach the top of their shoes, constantly bashing the plexiglass doors. They would do anything to get on the television, to that television studio. There were 200 kids bashing the door, and a total eclipse of the sun occurred. I've never seen one. On this day, we all stopped in the studio, and the Rollers went up to the sunroof. We stood out there and watched the flowers close up, and all the automatic street lighting come on. It was chilling. The most fantastic thing you ever see. Downstairs, the kids never turned around, staring into the plexiglass, waiting to see the Rollers come out of the studio, going out of the corridor, into the canteen. They never noticed the total eclipse of the sun. By 76, the strain of success and the discomfort of being a man in his late 20s in a teen band had taken the bassist Alan Longmire, who decided to leave the group. He was replaced for 7 months by 17-year-old Mitchell from Northern Ireland, the first band manager to burn outside Edinburgh, Scotland. With Mitchell and the group released titled Dedication 76, they hit the charts cover version of Dusty Springfield's song I Only Want to Be With You. The song reached number 12 as well in the US, as well as Yesterday's Hero, featuring material from the 76 personal appearance of Toronto Nathan's Philip Square and Dedication. I don't know what all the fuss is about. Okay. 1977 to 79. As the Rollers' popularity waned, the shuffling personnel continued. Mitchell quit the band. He was replaced by guitarist Pat Ginn. The further struggles involved direction of their sound. As members wished to pursue more sophisticated styles, they settled on David Bowie's producer, Harry Maslin, and in August 77 released It's a Game as a four-piece group comprising McLown, Wood, Faulkner and Derek Longmire. It's a Game tour was recorded in 77 at Japan's Bakuden Hall and was later released in 2001 Roller World Live with Bakuden at 1977. Oh dear. On tour, they covered an unsuccessful 73 single by String Devin Thing, It's a Game, to give them their final UK top 20 hit, number 16 in 77. Oddly enough, this single provided them with the highest charting German hit, reaching number 4 the same year. The follow-up, You Made Me Believe in Magic, could only make number 34 in July of the UK and number 10 in the US, but it would be their final magic success there too. What a boring band. Sorry, I'm supposed to love this type of stuff, but I think it is. They're just absolute yawn broken material. Okay, hopefully we're getting through this. Page 3 or 4. A new singer, a new name. At the end of 78, the band had split with McCann and father manager Tom Patton shortly after, and decided to continue his own new wave rock oriented sound. The name was now The Rollers. South African born Dirken Fernge joined the band as a new lead vocalist, guitarist, and songwriter. With Faure, F-A-U-R-E, the lineup produced 3 albums: Elevator, 76, Vox, 1980, Ricochet, 1981. Following the expiry of the band's artistic contract, neither of the releases sold well as expected, and they stopped touring in 81. 35 years later, after their release, the Federalists described Ricochet as a pop work masterpiece, demonstrating a maturity of the band's musical style. And the AV Club agreed, comparing Ricochet to the pop new wave style of the Cars, recommending the album be rescued from obscurity in 1980s to 2000. So 1981. During the 80s and 90s, there were a few short tours. 7 past members played Japan in 1982, again in 83. A reunion album, Breakout, was released in Japan and Australia in 85, and added drummer George Spencer. Breakout was written primarily by McCann and McGlynn, with minor contributions from Faulkner, Wood and Mitchum. In the late 80s, a version of the band called The New Rollers was formed, featuring Faulkner and lead vocals Karen Posser on vocals, Jason Murphy on guitar, Andy Brooks on bass, Mark Roberts on drums, and toured extensively throughout the US and UK, as well as tours to the UK and Australia. The group released an independent 4-song EP titled Party Hearty. In 1990, Stuart Wood and Alan Ormey joined Faulkner on tour under the Bay City Rollers name, and issued several DVD CDs and recordings in the Rollers tunes. The classic lineup, minus Derek Longmer, performed a one-off New York Eve's Millennium concert at the last official Bay City Rollers concert in 1999 to 2000 in the shadow of the Edinburgh Castle, Scotland. Interest was rekindled in the UK by various television documentaries about the group, and a new television advertised compilation of the greatest hits, the very best of the Bay City Rollers, entered the UK album charts and released in 2004 at number 11. Recent activities. In September 2015, the Bay City Rollers, including McCann, Stewart, Woody Wood and Alan Longmer, announced they were reforming and would play the Glasgow Barrowlands on the 20th of December. On the 27th of February 2018, Stewart, Woody Wood announced the new Bay City Rollers would be performing in Tokyo, Japan, in June that same year. The band comprises of Woody on guitar, Ian Thompson's lead vocal guitar, Marcus Cotter on bass, and Jamie McGorry on the drums. Bassist Alan Longmer died in 2018 after falling ill while on holiday with his wife in Mexico. His autobiography, I Ran With a Gang, My Life in and Out of the Bay City Rollers, was published posthumously in November 2018. The book was written by Martin Knight. Financial disputes. I'm not going to go through discography. I wish I could understand any of that. According to the BBC, the Bay City Rollers sold 120 million records. In March 2007, 6 former members of the group, Flair plus the classic lineup, announced a lawsuit against Arista Records in the hopes of claiming what they described as tens of millions of dollars of unpaid royalties. Nobby Clark threatened to sue the other band members if their lawsuit was successful, stating that he was the creative force behind the band's success, despite the fact he left the group in 73 before the bulk of their fame and fortune began. In September 2010, Gordon Nobby Clark, Ian Mitchell and Pat Flynn filed a complaint in the courts in the United States against the 6 members. Nobby Clark, is that? Oh yeah, Gordon, over being excluded from the case against Arista Records. Clark, Mitchell, McGlynn were seeking to have their rights determined and were also seeking financial damages against the other Bay City Rollers for alleged breach of contract. In 2013, a judge in the United States Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against the 3 due to the statute of frauds, which establishes that certain agreements must be in writing under certain conditions, with the appellate judge ruling. A claim for unjust enrichment must be based on the value of the plaintiff's contribution to the joint effort of the band at the time it made relevant records, not to the income stream resulting from the revival 30 years later. In March 2011, a New York judge determined the Bay City Rollers could move forward with their four-year-old lawsuit against Arista Record. Arista denied responsibility for the majority of royalty, citing the New York statute of limitations. The statute limits plaintiffs to recovering damages post 6 years in contract disputes, therefore would negate Rollers' claim for royalties incurred prior to 2001. However, since Arista had continued to promise the Bay City Rollers their royalties in writings, the judge ruled the statute was not applicable. Well, there you go. That's the Bay City Rollers. What a huge... Just read the number of... You've got the... I'm just trying to work out. 2 of 4, 1 of 4. Yeah, she was... Look at the group. Let's read the group again. Stuart Woody Wood, Ian Thompson, Marcus Kulduk, and Jamie McGorry. Now, none of these were the original members. So Langmire of the two Langmires. Neil Port, none of the original people of the Saxons were in it. These people came and went. Nobby Clark. I don't quite understand this. So it's complex. Who formed in the Bay City Rollers? And since Liz McGlon is the next one, I can't work out how it goes together. Stuart Woody Wood, Ian Thompson, Marcus Kulduk, and James McGorry. And there is literally 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 other people who formed the band. So the Bay City Rollers. It's interesting how Bay City was formed. I think that's my take-home thing. And I'll see if I can remember some of their hits. Thanks a lot for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.